Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to On Time Radio, to a new episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, right time on On Time Radio. And I'm going to ask you tonight one of the very sincere questions. Are you in a complicated, confusing, or conflictual relationships? And probably you're going to answer, who isn't? It's no secret that the perfect partner doesn't exist and that all relationships require effort. I mean, we are imperfect creatures, so consequently perfection doesn't exist. So a fine line separates relationships that experience normal ups and downs from dysfunctional bonds that cause more harm than good. So that's the reason we need to talk about today. What is the difference between ups and downs in a relationship and a real dysfunctional relationship? So the only way to simplify a relationship is to understand its true purpose in life. And we have to always ask ourselves, why did we meet this person? And what are we meant to learn from a person in life? So we're going to talk today about how to evaluate the relationship from a spiritual, from a logical standpoint. And we're going to talk about if a partner is the right person for us. And we're going to go and deeper into the whole concept of love, because what's more fascinating and more interesting topic to dissect than the topic of love? And as I said, not any kind of love, but the love involved in complicated relationships. And the truth is that every love story can be complicated to some degree, because no relationship, I just said, so easy and so perfect. Love is wild. Love is chaotic sometimes. Love can be messy, because human beings, as I said, are imperfect and they flawed creatures. So even if, let's say, you found the soulmate, though a lot of people can say, well, soulmate, they don't exist. I believe I lived what it is, a soulmate relationship in my own life. So I do believe soulmate relationship exists. But perfect relationship don't actually exist, only in fairy tales. So in real world, you might experience that soulmate relationship, which is actually very rare, but you will experience, as I said, bumps in the road, even if you found an amazing partner. Now, I can tell this because I've worked for so many years as a relationship expert, as a counselor, as a therapist, and I can tell that all relationships, they require so much effort to become successful. You have to sacrifice, you have to forgive, you have to learn to compromise. And in time, you know, relationship become more and more successful as the time goes by, and if you use all of this ingredient. But it's important to your well-being to understand the difference between a relationship that might be complicated at some point or a dysfunctional relationship. But by the way, this is, as you know very well, your calling show. So I'm always working with you, taking your calls, and my amazing producer, Christopher, is always taking your calls and helping you connect with me. And tonight we have Rose, we have Mary from New Orleans, we have Leilani, we have Simona from Vancouver. So so that's why I want you guys to hold on the line, because I'll be with you in a second. I just want to make my point on the topic of the show. And if you guys have questions about this topic, then I want you to ask me what you think and what's your take on the topic. But if you have any other questions, feel free to ask me. So all of you already online, hold on the line. I'll be with you in a second. And as I said, there's a fine line between normal relationship, experiencing the so-called ups and downs of a relationship, and the dysfunctional relationship that disrupt physical, emotional, or mental wellness. So that line can become blurred by strong emotion and the habit of being with the same person. So you might be in a relationship that to the outside world looks unhealthy. So people can look at this relationship that you have with someone, they can feel it's not a good relationship. But to you, it feels okay because it becomes chronic and habitual. So you got used to everything that's happening. So this is what the problem is, because I've seen many cases like this. You have to remember that you can be immune to anything in life. You can become immune to your emotion. So at first you cry over something, you're really upset, but over a while you become numb to the emotion, because we are creatures of habit. So doing the same thing over and over and over is in our DNA. So when you're in a new relationship and your partner does something wrong, you recognize and react to the action. But after a while, he does it again and again and again. So over time, you react less and less because you become immune to the emotion it causes. So his action almost blends into the normality of the relationship. And you end up by tolerating what he does. So this happens very frequently in relationship, but it's not right. And it is crucial to your inner well-being to periodically reevaluate your relationship standing. You have to ask yourself questions all the time in order to keep your relationship from crossing the line from complicated with ups and downs into becoming dysfunctional. You have to ask yourself constantly, am I happy? Do I feel safe in a relationship? Do I feel physically, emotionally, mentally stable in this relationship? You have to ask yourself, is my partner acting in good faith? And this one is very, very important in my opinion. We fail to ask this, but it's important to ask yourself, is my partner matching my efforts? Are we evolving together towards our goal? Because the problem is we move many times in different directions, so we're not moving towards the same goal. Introspecting and answering this question honestly will help you simplify your relationship and will help you let go if you discover you're in an unhealthy relationship. So help you like disconnect and move on and find a new relationship. And listening to your instinct is also very important. So like knowing when to hold on and hold on in the hope of improving something, and when to walk away from the entire situation. And that actually can be very, very tricky, because there's a lot of signs, you know, that are important that you have to pay attention in order to know when to let go. But let me like take a call and let me go to probably my first call. And my first call, I think, is from California. Hi, Rose. Hi, my dear. Is this your first time calling, Rose?
It's not my first time calling.
No?
I'm so glad to get through.
Okay, Rose. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Oh,
Well, my producer, I think Christopher thought you calling for the first time. But, you know, you guys are welcome to call as many times as you want. And I'm going to ask you if you resonate with this topic, if you have any questions about this topic, if you are in a complicated relationship or if you are single. Just I'm listening to your question that you have to me today.
Oh, okay. I'm single right now.
Okay.
And I'm calling because I wanted to see, like, if you see a potential relationship coming up.
Are you single for a while, Rose?
Yeah.
Okay. And when I say for a while, is this happening to you in the last 4 or 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. Because the danger is that we were saying during the show at the beginning that we get used to being creatures of habits. We get used to things and situation or people, circumstances. And we can get used to being alone.
Yes.
And we enjoy our company. And end up by, you know, feeling okay with the fact that we are on our own and we don't necessarily dislike it so much in time. Do you enjoy your own company? Are you happy with yourself?
I mean, of course, there's things I can work on.
Right.
I think, yeah, like, compared to most people,
Because it's very important to have a good relationship with you. It's very significant to feel good about you, to love you, to honor yourself, to feel at peace with everything, and especially to let go of everything that happens in terms of any other relationship. So just looking back, like your past relationship and think whatever relationship you had in the past, was there ever a relationship that was not good in the past?
Well, I think, you know, every relationship, there's things that most people have to work on.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But have you ever experienced something that was, like, dysfunctional or painful or hurtful?
Yeah, I guess, like...
Because if you did, then that is... Usually, and I will tell you, Rose, why I'm asking you this. Because
okay.
Usually if we go to experience something painful and hurtful, then it takes a while to heal. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
So I feel like in your case, there was at least one person who was not nice, who made you feel pain, you know, and about everything. And that's where, you know what I mean? Consequently, that's where the problem was. And probably that's one of the reasons that it took you a while, that you needed to recover. You needed to make peace with yourself. You needed to be on your own. And I can tell that in your life comes somebody really nice. And comes somebody from now on to the end of the year. From now on to the fall, September, October, even December approximately. Somebody who's around your age, probably 1 or 2 years older approximately. So this is the kind of a person I see in your life, you know?
Uh-huh. You see how, like, I'll meet this person or, like...
I feel this is someone who you meet... at an event, like it's like it's a conference.
Can I tell you something? Like
I
attended this community event, you know, and
right.
There was someone there in a professional capacity. I wasn't there in a professional capacity. And it kind of just awakened something in me.
Right.
It did awaken something, but I don't know, like, I noticed this person made eye contact with me, but I don't know, maybe they were just being nice. Or
I feel like the environment is with a lot of people who are very nice, very sort of educated people. It's more like a conference. It's more like a community event with people in the same age group. And it's somebody who's educated. I have a sense of somebody who's a little bit taller than you, wearing glasses. It's like I picture an event. You know how the mind can picture situations, circumstances. The mind can go there and visualize something. Our ability of the brain is extraordinary to transcend physical time and get beyond the moment and you project something that will happen. And I feel like this is the, and I see you with this person who's wonderful, who's charming, educated, way different than anybody you've ever met. And this is somebody who you will travel with, have a wonderful time with. This is somebody who you can really build a great connection with. By far the best companion in this lifetime, by far. I don't know why Massachusetts comes in my head. I have no idea. He might be born there, educated there, coming from there, something like that. I don't know why that state comes in my head. I know that he wears glasses from time to time. I know this man was married before. He's single for a while. He's looking to be with somebody, but he's not an aggressive. He's a kind, how should I say, lovely human being.
Oh wow!
I feel good about this man for you. I feel like this would be somebody like a healing force in your life. No doubt about it.
So this person I haven't met yet.
I kind of doubt that you did. Does this resonate with you? Anybody you met like this, or if somebody, if you did, I'm not saying it's not possible that you did. Is this you were describing me somebody? Does that person fit any description here?
Not that someone that I've met yet.
I do believe this is somebody you haven't met. The more I think about it, this is somebody you haven't met. But what I emphasize is this event. The event in itself is like a community event, like it's a group of people, almost like a. Sorry?
We'll both have chemistry with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an instant, what do we call it? Instant karma. Instant karma that involves chemistry, involves emotional connection, physical attraction. Of course, the chemistry, everything is there. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. I'll have to take a break, Rose.
Thank you so much.
Okay?
Thank
I love you, my Rose. Thank you for calling the show. Thank you, my dear.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara. And we were talking tonight about your love relationships and how complicated relationship can be and how to distinguish between a relationship that is complicated and a relationship that becomes dysfunctional. And usually when a relationship becomes dysfunctional, then the advice is to walk away from a dysfunctional relationship because that's not something you want to deal with. And there are a lot of signs that you need to pay attention with. Signs like your intuitive mind is nagging you to leave, and your gut feeling knows, but you're not listening. Then you've been made to do things that make you feel uncomfortable, and you find yourself doing things that you know are wrong in nature and detrimental to you and get you in trouble. It happens a lot in dysfunctional relationships. Or another sign will be that your partner takes advantage of you. It's nothing wrong to help a person you're in love, but when a person is asking you to give him a lot of money or borrowing too much from you and never giving you back and taking things away, then that's another sign. Or the sign is when your energy is low and you feel exhausted and emotionally weak in a relationship. A sign is when you feel anxiety, fear of the relationship, when you feel panic about a relationship. And those emotions are not healthy, but some people experience those emotions in a relationship. Another sign is when your own progress and your personal effort are hindered by the other person. You find yourself setting aside for your own goals and desire to tend their most basic needs. So because we hold so much free will in our relationship that there are no right choices, but there certainly are good and bad ones. So you see, so there are all kinds of signs that we need to pay attention. What kind of relationship are we in? But I'm going to go and take your calls again because I want to continue to see what you think about my topic and in which way you handle it. I'm going to go to Leilani. Hi, Leilani, my wonderful friend. How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm feeling a little sad today and confused.
Why? Why, my love? Well, what happened?
Well, I'm in this relationship with this man, and we're deeply connected.
I know about this relationship. You told me before.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he came over last night, and he does this. He's not really present with me. He's thinking about his future. Like, all he really wants is to find a wife and get married and have kids. And
okay.
I'm not wanting that at all. So when he does that, it's energetically I get anxiety and panic and...
Okay, so exactly what we said. So he triggers those emotions that are very negative, and makes you feel not at ease and makes you feel afraid and makes you feel uncomfortable, and you question whether this is going to get you anywhere. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think this is going to work like this, simply because, you know, you go in separate ways. He wants something, you want something else. He wants kids, you're not on that path, you know. He wants to get married, he's looking for a wife. So how are you handling him? I mean, you have the connection, though. But there's a world of a difference between you two in terms of what you want, where you want to go with this relationship. But are you having a very fair, honest conversation with him? And
no.
Setting kind of, no. So you have to discuss with him. You have to sit and look in each other's eyes and be truthful and honest to each other. Because the connection is there. I feel the love is there. I feel if this honesty is there, then you can at least, you know, come to an agreement. At least go separate ways in agreement or take this relationship to another level of power. What it is that you really want out of it? How do you see this in time? If we, you know, move a year from now, like if we close our eyes and we're a year later, where do you see yourself going with him a year from now? Where do you see yourself being with him in a year?
I don't even know. I mean, he is honestly the most amazing man I've ever met. And that's
okay.
The hard part. Like how he talks about what he will be as a husband and how he will treat his wife and what he values in relationship. We had that conversation.
Why can't you marry this? Where is the problem with the marriage here? Make me understand again.
The problem is he's Muslim. I'm not. And he's 16 years younger. And he wants a Muslim wife, and he wants to eventually move back to Morocco, and I don't want that. And our connection is so strong. Like, we met and we were friends for 6 months before we started becoming intimate. And I didn't imagine, honestly, wasn't attracted to him in the beginning. And coming to know him, I'm attracted, and just how he has a very strong faith. He's gone through a lot and he has his own spiritual tools, and just what he values in life, I really am impressed and honored to know a man of his caliber. And
right.
I love he doesn't take alcohol or drugs, and I love that. He wants to work really hard to provide for his family, and I think that's beautiful. And but it's so hurtful when he comes and he says, you know, just comments about other women or we'll be out, and he said, wow, that woman's beautiful. You know, so I know he's looking, and I don't know how to have that conversation.
But why? Okay, I understand he wants to marry only a Muslim. Can you marry this man, though you're not Muslim?
I could. I mean, I honor his religion. It's very beautiful, actually.
Exactly.
So
many in the world today, it doesn't have to be that you necessarily the same religion. And a lot of people, the age difference doesn't matter so much anymore.
It does, though. He really wants children, and I don't. And I'm 49, and I don't want children. And
That is to me the only thing, that you don't want kids at this stage of your life. Though I've seen women having kids at 52 and 56, so it's possible too. Yeah, Aletta St. James, she had two twins at 56. A friend of mine, Elizabeth, she gave birth at 52 to her daughter.
Wow.
So yeah, is it that possible? Yes, it's possible.
Yeah.
What is more possible is marrying him and adopting kids, and having a surrogate mother or something like this. So There are, if you guys love each other that much, so it shouldn't be an impediment. This age difference shouldn't be an impediment. If the love is there, you see, here's where a religion shouldn't be a blockage. Age difference mm-hmm. shouldn't be a blockage, and you should talk about it freely. Do you think he will give up on you just because of a religion problem?
I think the combination of the age, the religion, and he often talks, he in his culture, he wants a virgin.
Mm-hmm. So he's actually telling you indirectly,
that I'm not the one.
That you're not the one. Is he telling
yeah.
you that indirectly?
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and we had this conversation before we became intimate. It's just our connection so strong, and
right.
He's an amazing man, and I've never.
And for how long is this going on? I'm not. I don't remember exactly
since
for
January.
How long.
January.
Since January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then last week, he out of the blue, he just said, "I love you, Leilani." And
of course, he does
yeah,
love you.
Very strange. It's very strange. And I'm a past life regression therapist. I believe in past
right.
life. I'm on a different spiritual path than he is. I'm more of a mystic, mysticism.
Right.
So it's becoming painful, though. It's becoming painful when we make love and then he leaves. He's not able to live with me. He's not.
Yeah. In time, this becomes painful. Absolutely. Because either you take this to another level and you make this man the man for you, you know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean, you walk away from this and look for somebody else who can be an authentic life partner you can spend the rest of your life with and try to replace him with somebody who will be there and accept the situation where that is, and you don't have all this and it's not going to be easy because you already created some karma with this man and the connection is so powerful. It's not going to be easy for him to replace you either. Obviously, this relationship is very intense and it's not just going to go away just like that. So it's a very complicated situation because
yeah.
this relationship becomes karmic. So, and I suspect because you do regression of the mind that this might have something to do with a past life. So,
yes.
and this that's why this relationship becomes a karmic relationship going back to past lives and will be reflected in past lives. So if the karma is not resolved in this life, will be reflected again and again in previous, further incarnations of the soul. Because if this is not resolved, then it's going to be painful for both of you. And it's not going to be that easy for him to go find a 30-year-old woman, you know what I mean, just to reproduce kids for him that he might not love, you know, and he might not have the connection and have the feelings for her. It's not that easy.
Yeah. In his country. It's easy in his country because women from Morocco, they need a man, not to judge, but there's not a lot of work there. So women are lining up for men who are responsible and have money. You know, I think it will
be easy
for him.
Yeah, but love, connection, chemistry, attraction, you know, you don't find them quite that easy. I mean, you know what I mean? You can just have a physical thing and reproduce kids and never love that person genuinely or authentically
yeah.
or never have the true genuine chemistry. You know that. So
yes.
it doesn't necessarily mean if you go and marry somebody who just seems to fit the profile because she's younger, because she wants to have kids, it doesn't necessarily mean that that woman will be the love of his life. You might continue to be the love of his life. So
well,
that's where,
Carmen,
you know,
I had a dream that he came to me later in life and he was crying and he said, "I'm getting divorced. I want to be with you." And I said, "It's too late. I
right.
want someone else."
Right. No, you know,
but
I understand.
I guess I'm afraid.
So
afraid
these are the things that you guys need to discuss. You need to put it in motion. Okay, What if, okay, we go separate ways, you go find that kind of a woman that can give you kids, that is the woman from your tribe, that is the woman who can, you know, give you 2 children, let's say, you know, when she's young and she's from there and she's Muslim. But what if you will never love her, never have that chemistry? What if, what then, you know? Let's put that in the perspective of the time. What will you do now? What if you will always love me for the rest of your life? Because love is such an extraordinary emotion that sometimes can never be replaced. So if you have an advice from me, go have this honest conversation with him and discuss, you know, something. Because I think this is way more that it appears to be, and it's worth going in depth with him, because I feel he's profound, he's sensitive, he's deep, he will, you know what I mean, he will want to honor, you know what I mean, and discuss this. Okay. You understand what I mean? He will want to embrace your point of view and listen to what you have to say. And this might probably change the plan that it's, because what he wants to do is just the plan that might not work and might not be the best scenario, nor for you, nor for him. It, you know, when it comes to the affairs of the heart and to love, it's not that you can just plan it just like that and everything can be planned and it's going to work out so easily. It doesn't simply work this way. Life is not that easily to be planned, you know. If something is karmic, as in intense, it needs to be played out against the program of the society. You know, the society is programming things in a certain way. So he's programmed by the belief of the society that he needs to get married because that's what the society wants. He needs to have kids because that's what his family will want. He needs to be with a Muslim woman because that's what the background of the family wants, and that's what the society wants for him. Do you understand? It's the program. Yes. It's not necessarily what the soul wants. So, Leilani, I'm going to go to a break. Thank you so much for calling
me.
Think about all of this. I love you, my dear.
Thank you. Love you.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be with all of you guys. I know I have so many other callers. Hold on the line.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back on Om Time Radio. I'm Carmen Hara, live on Om Time every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, with Christopher, my producer, and we have so many people online calling. And I'm going to go to Simona from Vancouver. Hi, Simona. How are you, my dear?
Hello, Carmen. Hello, my dear. So nice to hear your voice, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. What a pleasure to have you on the show. So how can I help you? How do you like this topic? Is there something you resonate when it comes to the love topic?
A lot.
Okay.
And it's something what I'm dealing with right now.
And, okay.
You know, I've been in a relationship for 3 years almost. And it's
okay.
Evolving really slow. But I learned how to,
okay.
You know, watch timing and let him do whatever he wants. And he keeps coming back.
Okay.
And it's getting better
okay.
and better. I feel it. But I still have
okay.
so much fear. For everything, where is he going? Like, you know, that kind of fear. And I build
okay.
this in my head. I want to know if it's real or not. Why that fear is?
So are you afraid that this relationship is not real?
Yes. And I'm afraid it's not going to evolve the way I want. And I want him
okay.
to go faster. But we've been through so much. I mean.
But yeah. Do you see this relationship moving forward? Do you see progress in this relationship? Or do you see the relationship stagnant? I understand that you stating one thing. This relationship is moving slow, but is it moving? Do you see the relationship progressing or no?
Yes, in terms it's like more trust we have. Not trust, like more things we are doing together. Like business wise,
okay.
it's not only a relationship. We are involved in so many things and. Slowly, I'm like part of his family, but without
okay.
part of everything.
Do you
I
think this relationship, what type of relationship is this according to you? Is this some kind of a transition in your life? Is this the man, you think you found a man, this can be the man for you? Do you think this is just a karmic relationship? Is it intense? Do you have the chemistry? Is this something that you just need because you want to compromise with him? How do you define it as far as you are concerned?
It's hard to say. I want to be with him, Carmen, and I define
okay, you want to be with him because you feel I have so much chemistry. I feel he can be the right guy for me. I feel he compliments
yes.
me. Okay.
Yes, and I feel like I evolved a lot because I just learned how to control my ego. And
okay.
I learned so much. I mean, I'm a different person. It was very painful, I can say, just because I let him try other things. He never did, but just thinking. I was like, okay, do whatever you want, and he keeps coming back. It's
Have you ever had an honest conversation with him about where he thinks he's going with this? What does he want out of it?
He said,
have
I
you ever
know.
He doesn't know?
He's confused.
Are you living under
but
the same roof with him?
No.
Okay. So he's just not with you on the same, but he's always constantly reaching out to you.
Yeah, and we have like business together, seeing like every day, like we talk like 2-3 times a day, and we see each other once
okay.
a week.
Well, I personally think this is moving forward. I really think this is he's actually good for you. But I agree with you. There's some confusion as far as he's concerned. Then the confusion has something to do with his past. And the confusion might have something to do with who was in his life before you. Does it make
yeah.
sense?
Exactly.
I don't know who was in his life before you. Something happened to him that he was never able to overcome. It's very common that we can go...
25 years marriage.
Yeah, 25 years marriage, that's a long time marriage. That put a stamp on his thinking, you know? And put a mark on his brain and the way he behaves, and he was never able to fully heal from that, and probably sometimes people can are never able to heal from something so long-lasting and so intense, then I think he's questioning whether he will ever be able to fully commit to somebody again and believe in somebody 100%. To me, there's no doubt in my heart that he cares about you, that he wants to be with you, that he wants to make it happen. That I have no doubt in my mind, you know?
Yeah.
I'm confident that he has the best of intention towards you, and that he steadily, slowly plans to make it grow and work. You might not see the progress, but I do believe the progress is there. And I don't think he wants to walk away from your life, and I don't think he wants to let you go. I also think that behind the scene you can contribute to the well-being of this relationship. You understand?
That's what I do constantly. Like, I get involved in his business and help him with
it. Right. So I feel, I feel improvement there. I feel things getting way better at that from that perspective, you know? Over there, I kind of like that, you know?
It's been like three. And my question is, should I push now and ask the question or just let it flow?
No, start asking questions. Very, in a sweet way, you know, very nicely, you know, but ask the question. I think it's time for asking questions.
It's time,
because you need,
it's
time to know where you stand. It's time to know where you stand. You know?
Because my birthday, I was thinking it's July 23rd. I thought like before my birthday, like around that time to start asking some questions. But why that fear? I'm so afraid. Why I'm so afraid?
Because he's not coming in full force forward, you know?
Yeah.
You feel him hesitant, and nothing comes from him very clearly, you know?
Yeah. Should I try to back up and see what he does, or that can be very...
I will not back up. No, I will try to discuss. I will go into a full discussion with him, and that will be way more helpful. You understand?
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'll do.
That.
Yeah. The conversation is more, way more helpful than anything else here, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, do you think... I think he's waiting for that, too, I feel like.
Right. No. Go ahead and start discussing the goals, your position, where you stand with him, what should be the next move, absolutely, between you two. And how you can progress here together in a constructive way, but not with fear. Don't put your fear into it. That's the most important thing, you know?
Yeah, and be ready for, because I don't want to walk away or give up. It's like,
no way.
Like,
no.
Unconditional love. Like, I feel like I love him like my son, okay? It's different.
Right.
It's so much, like,
right, yeah.
So, yeah, it's very complicated, but I feel like I built a foundation. And he's honest, okay? He will tell me everything. Like, if he does something today,
right,
look what I did. That's what I like
right
about this relationship.
And right.
I say, okay.
Yeah, so now we can, this can be worked out. I suggest that you go ahead and do this and call me in a week or two and let me know what is the outcome of this. And let's see where you stand after doing it. So how is his response, you know?
So in a week or two to start a conversation.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Is that related?
Start a conversation and then let's reopen the conversation after this, you know?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Is that relationship dysfunctional? Just one question I want to ask you. Do you think it's dysfunctional or...
Which you and him?
Yeah.
No, it's not dysfunctional. No. Oh, no way. No, okay. This is not dysfunctional. No. No, absolutely not. No. It's complicated, but it's far away from being. Dysfunction has a total different connotation, and then there's total different elements associated with this. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay, my love. Okay.
So we'll keep fighting. Love you so much, Carmen.
Okay, me too. Okay, love. I love you.
Bye.
Okay, my dear. Thank you.
Bye, my dear.
Hi, Adele from New Orleans. How are you, my dear Adele? How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you, Carmen?
I'm good. So excited to talk to you. So how can I help you tonight with this topic of relationships? Anything I can be at service?
Yes. Well, I had two of those type of relationships.
Uh-huh.
And I let that go, and I wanted to know, like, if you saw anything in love coming.
Yes. There's a new one, but this person that I see coming to you is somebody who's younger, a little bit younger. So just to give you a hint of who that person might be that you will like recognize, because there's a little bit of a age difference, but not a big difference, like 2-3 years younger. Somebody who's very fond of art or music. He might be a musician himself, like somebody who loves even play an instrument or something like this. Like playing either a saxophone or something like this. He was married before. I think he has a daughter. A very caring, loving, extremely funny, charismatic, likes to cook, has an older mother that is very fond of, takes care of her, lovely human being. So that's what, if I sort of project this, that's what seems to me an attractive point, or an attractive thing about this person, like the most charismatic person, the most attractive element of the person, you know. So
yeah.
I feel good about the person who's coming, and I feel something about August, end of August, end of October. So right around the corner, meeting him at an event where people dance, something closer to the water. I don't know if you go anywhere like this, going with one of your female friends, and this is the way you meet him, in a very it's not planned, it's something unplanned, you know, it's something that is not a non-conformistic way of planning it, you know, it's just happening.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous, yeah. I didn't find the word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spontaneous situation. You know, these are the most extraordinary circumstances when things just happen out of the blue to us. But you will recognize it. You will recognize. You will be charmed by him, the presence, the situation overall, and the person in itself. So you will love it. Yeah, so this is happening to you way far better than anything you had before, because I feel like whatever you had before was more heavy, more difficult, more draining you, and not
yeah.
so positive and light and sweet and kind, you know?
Yeah.
So this is the other pole. This is the opposite from whatever you had.
That's very good news.
Yes, so this is really good.
And can
so
you
just
tell me, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So just let me know. So I should say that when that happens, just open the door of going out, you know, going out to those events with your female
okay.
friends. And then when you do that, this is going to present to you. So and then call me right away on the show and let's discuss more about this person. I have a feeling we're going to laugh together about it.
Okay,
my
Adele. I hope so.
I love you, my dear.
Love you too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hi, Bianca.
Bye-bye.
I don't know if I have a minute left for you, my dear Bianca from Texas. How are you, my love? Bianca, can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I couldn't
Oh, so I think, Bianca, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hi, my beautiful. How are you, my love? So great. I think I have just 1 or 2 minutes, so tell me, how can I help today? I'm so excited to talk to you.
Well, if you can give me a message.
Okay, well, there's a lot of messages to you, and I don't know if you're planning a major change, but I feel like in the next 2 to 6 months, there is a tremendous change. Like, I'm going to use one of a president words, tremendous. But because you say everything about him is tremendous. But it's like one of those extraordinary changes coming your way, like unexpected change, but changing career, place, environment, sudden change for better. So call me next week, Bianca, so we'll go more in depth about the kind of a change that you are to expect. And I'm so grateful that you are my friend, and I love you, Bianca.
Oh, thank you.
But
thank
that's
you
the message. I love you more.
So
and I love everybody. And thank you so much for calling me on the show today and listening to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. Dr. Carmen Hara on Om Time Radio with my wonderful Christopher. I'll be back next week, same time, same place, Om Time Radio.